the music that they're planning to use to crumble the morals of America is this rotten, filthy, dirty, lewd, lascivious junk called rock and roll.
A weekly hour of 60s underground music from around the world. Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio. Great 60s obscurities, podcast via freefm.org.nz and iTunes, and spreading the love via facebook.com/retrospectsgaragepunkradio.
I hire people, cost me $3. They're bringing crime, they're bringing drugs.
This is Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. We got this week's show underway with a track called Mary Jane, It's To You That I Belong. Obvious connotations there. Why have we started with that track? Well, this is Retrospect episode 420, and that will mean something to some of you. The band behind that track from Tampa, Florida, they're called the Bird Watchers. They dabbled with Everly Brothers type music early in their career, including a cover of Wake Up Little Susie. Between 66 and 67, they released 5 singles on Marla Records and Laurie Records. But the track we had, Mary Jane, It's To You That I Belong. So this episode, first half or so, some pretty well-known bands that don't usually get airplay here on Retrospect. So we've got Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera, we've got the Yardbirds, we've got Status Quo, we've got the Electric Prunes and the Seeds. And then later in the show, real obscurities. Hope you'll stick with me.
If one gets immune to this kind of sound, one may find it difficult to appreciate softer types of sound.
Retrospect, 60s garage punk, garage rock and psychedelia. Well, Elmer Gantry's Velvet Opera, also known often as just Velvet Opera, band out of the UK, members later became involved with the Straubs and also a band called Stretch. They supported Pink Floyd on tour, decided to become somewhat more psychedelic. Here is a track. This one is called Dream Starts.
Oh, the song of the rain, the man of the world. Out of the slime and darkness it comes to inflict its life-destroying poison on the careless, the unwary, the unprotected. No sane person would deliberately expose himself to its venom. No intelligent person would venture within striking distance of its fangs. Yet today, young people are flirting with a poison every bit as deadly as that of the snake.
7-Up is the uncool, the incredible uncool. 7-Up is the one. Get with the uncrowd, with the taste of the uncola. 7-Up, get out in the sun. Uncola, uncola, 7-Up is the uncola, 7-Up.
Let's try a little psychedelia. Phil Gray on Retrospect, 60s Garage Punk Show.
This is the In Sound presented by the United States Army. And a happy how do you do to you. Welcome to the In Sound Show. I'm Harry Harrison. This is the show that brings you up to date on what is happening musically all across the USA. Smash a new one from the Yardbirds. Joining us to the microphone now from the group, Jimmy Page. Welcome to the In Sound, Jim.
Oh, great. It's nice to be here.
Jimmy, the Yardbirds got their start in England at a place that's very well known there, but not too many people are familiar with it here.
Which one is that, the Crawdaddy or the Marquee? The Crawdaddy.
Right, right.
Yeah, the Crawdaddy, in fact, doesn't exist any longer. It got closed down. Things were getting so wild. Kids were jumping on each other's shoulders and dancing around, you know, getting really uninhibited, and they stopped it after a while.
That was actually because of the Yardbirds, huh?
Well, yeah, I wasn't with them at the time, but they were creating, you know, sort of mass hysteria, more or less, yeah, because the music was so exciting.
Well, I can understand that. You're still very exciting. Jimmy Page, sorry, time's up. My thanks to you, and best wishes to all the Yardbirds.
Thank you, Harry. Thank you very much.
The InSound was presented by the United States Army. And this is Harry Harrison reminding you that the United States Army is the world's largest educator and can teach you a new skill.
Four, Elmer Gentry's Velvet Opera at the top with Dream Starts. Then one from Minneapolis, Minnesota's The Litter. Best known for the debut single Action Woman, we had a track, actually a radio spot, called 7 Up the Uncollar. Followed by Status Quo out of the UK, not Status Quo out of the States that we had a few episodes back, the much better known Status Quo. Off their 68 album Picturesque, matchstickable messages from the Status Quo. Track called Technicolor Dreams, and wrapping the set, the utterly brilliant Yardbirds with Shapes of Things, which I slipped into this vaguely drug reference episode of Retrospect because of the feedback-laden guitar solos and the use of the sitar across that track. Somewhat psychedelic sound of Britain's The Yardbirds. For more great 60s garage punk, find Retrospect wherever you get your podcasts. Here's a band out of San Francisco. They're called the W.C. Fields Memorial Electric String Band. Also went as ESB and also The Bees, but this is not The Bees of that brilliant track Voices Green and Purple that I really must play again on Retrospect. So the W.C. Fields Memorial Electric String Band on Hanna-Barbera Records, 1966. This is the A side of a 45. This is Hippie Elevator Operator.
Daddy's money was no good. A trip or two now when she could. She left his place without a dime. of time.
She's a hippie elevator operator.
And she'll take you so
high.
That you'll never come down. From toys to ladies' hoes she goes. She'll let you ride your scene, she knows. Listen, sir, you've got the chance to catch a sail on happenstance.
She's a hippie elevator operator.
And she'll take you so
high.
You'll never come down.
High.
Take a trip now, you will see.
Why? Now the motions you make, the patience it takes to find a glass cage to take out your rage.
Hi, this is James Lowe of the Electric Prunes. You are tuned in to Phil Gray and the Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Punk on.
Thank you.
One of the potentials for illegal drug traffic is the school. Here, the connection can be found with these peddlers of misery who prey on the unwary, the uninformed, the curious, the thrill seekers. Most young people will continue through life as normal, responsible citizens. Others, the shunted and unloved, the unguided, the seekers of thrills and kicks are candidates for the slave world of lifelong drug addiction. But no one is immune.
Every weekend, hundreds of kids, lots of them long hairs, pour onto one plush mile of Sunset Boulevard called the Strip to make the scene, to dance, and to hear the rock music. Suddenly, the authorities tried to clear them out. The kids reacted by demonstrating, and the fight was on. This crisis brought the fans together. Emotion made it easy for them to talk. And we tried to find out if there was a leading connection between what the musicians were telling us and what their audience here on the Strip would say.
Why is it they can put down on our music? I mean, they say it's bad. I mean, they say it's a bunch of noise. They turn down the noise. But is it really noise? Do they ever listen to the words?
Thank you.
Four tracks out of the States, W.C. Fields, top of the set, also known as the W.C. Fields Memorial Electric String Band, Hippie Elevator Operator, followed by the Electric Prunes, with a track I love called Hideaway, the Seeds with Trip Maker off their 66 album The Seeds, and then wrapping the set, the Leather Coated Minds. Recorded 66 and 67, a psychedelic studio-based band, just the one album, A Trip Down Sunset Strip. A pretty cool album, actually. Covers of 8 Miles High, Psychotic Reaction, Over, Under, Sideways, Down, Sunshine, Superman, Kicks, Mr. Tambourine Man, and more. I took the second track from that album called Sunset and Clark, and there's a photo of that up on our Facebook and Instagram of me standing on the corner of Sunset and Clark. Why the song title? Well, it's the location of the famous Whiskey A Go-Go. Now it's even easier to get your weekly dose of 60s garage rock, garage punk, freak beat, and psychedelia. Simply ask your Spotify-enabled device to play you Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show. Let's look at some global garage. Here's a new one to me, a guy called Robert Kier, or anglicised Robert Cairo, a Decca release, 7-inch EP from 1968, credited to Robert Cairo and J.P. Massera, out of France. This is quite something. This is Invasion Martians.
Attention, attention, terrien. Important message de l'espace, attention. Nous, créatures de la planète Mars, communiquons. Nos vaisseaux spatiaux survolent votre planète. Notre mission est invasion. Stop. À vous. Bien qui rira le dernier. Écoutez plutôt la férocité de nos robots. Du rire sera anéanti par nos rayons du silence. Stop, à vous. Le jour H est venu. Au compte à rebours, la terre s'arrêtera de tourner. Et explosera à l'heure zéro. Ten, nine, eight, seven, six, five, four, three, two, one, zero.
I didn't think I'd say this, but I'm going to say it.
Horrible. Horrible. Horrible.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia.
I am the god of the house fire, and I bring you fire. Jueves, tardes, viernes, ser un sábado.
Tony in Washington, Indiana, USA. I listen to Phil Gray's Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show because it's groovy, man.
Global Garage Tracks, Robert Cairo and JP Massera with Invasion Martians, getting things to a pretty crazy start, track out of France. Then Polo, from what I understand, he was a member of the Mexican band Los Epson, went on to a solo career with some success, was later in a band called Los Polaris, and then I believe drowned in 1974. So Polo, with a cover of The Crazy World of Arthur Brown's Fire, of course titled Fuego. Then wrapping the set, Japanese band called The Burns off their R&B in Tokyo album, cover of Sky Pilot, 1968 track from Eric Burden and the Animals from the album The Twain Shall Meet. That track, when the Eric Burden and the Animals did it in February 68, released as a single, split across both sides because it was 7 minutes and 27 seconds long, so released as Sky Pilot Parts 1 and 2 on the A and B side, hit number 14 in the US pop charts, number 15 in the RPM chart in Canada. So The Burns, cover of Sky Pilot.
I don't like volume for its own sake, or the way the words are often drowned out by drums and amplifiers.
Retrospect. 60s garage punk, garage rock, and psychedelia. Well, back to the 420 theme. Here's a track called Mary Iwana from Ruben Jesus Emociones. So Ruben and the Emotions. Very obscure band. On DeMarco Records, 1968 LP. This is called Mary Iwana.
Mary
How does it happen? Where does it start? What are the signs? The pattern is generally the same. Take a lack of responsibility, the inability to make right choices, add to it ignorance and indifference, and top it off with a desire for escapism and kicks. The sum total is then conceivably found in the bennies, the reefer, the pop needle.
Batman, il pourra s'envoler.
And that is a track out of Canada, but I've also seen it referred to as a French release. Certainly it's in French. Bruno Lays, French visual artist and musician, released the track in 1969 as a 45. Mega rare. I believe it's Canadian-only release from 1969. Dance La Galaxie is the name of the track. Included on a comp called Total Freakout Volume 3. The B-side was Maintenant Essuie Un Voyou. That appeared on the Wiz French Psychorama 66-70 compilation. So a 7-inch unofficial release from Bruno Lays, Dancer La Galaxie out of Canada.
Like us on Facebook. Facebook.com/RetrospectGaragePunkRadio.
Time to squeeze in one more track. This one is on BCP Records, March 69 release from this band of Washington and Bath High graduates out of Washington, North Carolina, USA, 1969. They're called the Psychotrons. This is called Death is a Dream.
Fingers touch me, gliding down on my seat.
lobes of life routine. You can't get the dream. What could I do for you? Why should I lie? What could I do for you but to make you my love more of the sky? To his back came and filled the creatures with an overdose of life. What could I do for you? Why should I lie? What could I do for you but to make you my love all the sky?
That's North Carolina band, the Psychotrons, wrapping this episode of Retrospect with Death is a Dream. Quite a mixture in this episode. Those better-known bands, top of the show, and then a bunch of global obscurities. Hope it's done it for you. That was episode 420. We're going to wrap it with an instrumental off the fantastic compilation, and one that goes right back to my discovery of this music. The comp scored everything you always wanted to know about 60s mind-expansive punkadelic garage rock instrumentals but were afraid to ask. If you don't have it, see if you can get hold of it. This band is called Question Mark. No connection to Question Mark and the Mysterians. The track is called Hang In. I'm Phil Gray for Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Radio Show and Podcast. connect with Retrospect. Retrospect Garage Punk Radio on Facebook and Retrospect 60s Garage Punk on Instagram. And for back episodes, find Retrospect 60s Garage Punk Show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and lots more great podcasting platforms.
A tragedy, horrible tragedy, worst in our country's history, a horror show.